This video is brought to you by Nebula. Today, Russia announces nuclear weapons drills. Xi Jinping tours Europe for the first time in years, and the US suspends a shipment of bombs for Israel. From TLDR News, this is your daily briefing for Wednesday, the 8th of May, 2024. On Tuesday, Vladimir Putin was sworn in for his fifth term in office, beginning his six-year term with a ceremony boycotted by the US and many of its allies, who Putin accused of trying to pressure Russia with a policy of aggression. The inauguration ceremony was held just a day after the Kremlin announced that it would hold drills to simulate the use of battlefield nuclear weapons, following what it described as threats by certain Western officials against the Russian Federation. Specifically, these alleged threats came from French President Emmanuel Macron, who refused to rule out potentially deploying French troops to Ukraine, and British Foreign Secretary David Cameron, who said that Ukraine had the right to use British-supplied weapons to strike within Russia. In response to David Cameron's comments, the British ambassador in Moscow was summoned to Russia's foreign ministry and warned that his comments were a serious escalation and meant that, in response to Ukrainian attacks on Russian territory with British weapons, any British military facilities and equipment on the territory of Ukraine and abroad could be targeted by Russia. Anyway, with Russia preparing to hold battlefield nuclear drills, its ally Belarus announced that it had begun an inspection of its military readiness to deploy tactical nuclear weapons. Belarus's defense minister was quoted as saying that the entire range of activities from planning, preparation, and use of strikes with tactical nuclear weapons will be checked. For context, last month, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said that several dozen Russian tactical nuclear weapons had been deployed in Belarus. Russia has engaged in much nuclear saber-rattling since invading Ukraine in February 2022. But this is the first time that the Kremlin has publicly announced drills involving tactical nuclear weapons. In response to the announcement, a Ukrainian military spokesperson said that the Ukrainian government didn't see anything new, because nuclear blackmail is a constant practice of Putin's regime. Nevertheless, a United Nations spokesperson expressed concern, saying current nuclear risks are at an alarmingly high level. All actions that could lead to miscalculation, escalation with catastrophic consequences, must be avoided. There's more on the way, but remember to subscribe and ring the bell for more daily briefing tomorrow. Plus, if you want to support the channel like Randy, Bob, Andy, then consider joining the new TLDR membership program for just $1.99. Today, China's President Xi Jinping is due to meet with Hungary's Viktor Orban for the final stop of his five-day tour of Europe, his first trip since 2019. Earlier this week, Xi was hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron in the Pyrenees to mark the 60th anniversary of China's relations with France, before then travelling to Serbia, where he criticised NATO's bombing of the Chinese embassy in Belgrade in 1999, saying, "The China-Serbia friendship, forged with the blood of our compatriots, will stay in the shared memory of the Chinese and Serbian peoples." Xi's visit to Europe comes at a time of heightened tensions between the EU and China over a range of issues, including a trade dispute and alleged espionage. Analysts say Xi is hoping to use the trip to leverage Macron's relative openness to friendlier relations with Beijing to stave off a looming EU-China trade war, as well as to promote China's foreign policy in Hungary and Serbia. This evening, she is due to arrive in Hungary from Serbia, having praised Orban's government for pursuing an independent foreign policy and defying great power politics. It's expected that she will discuss how Hungary and China can deepen ties and further distance themselves from Brussels, the US, and NATO, while maintaining close relations with Russia. The US has paused a shipment of around 3,500 bombs to Israel over concerns about Israel's major ground operations in Rafah, the final refuge of the Gaza Strip. The Israeli army has seized the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt, where most humanitarian aid has been entering Gaza, and the apparent invasion of Rafah has been described as a humanitarian nightmare, with 1.5 million people currently packed into the city. Israel has previously ordered Palestinians in Gaza to flee south to Rafah, which was designated as a safe zone. Before the war began, Rafah had a population density of 4,360 people per square kilometre. Now, in central Rafah, the population density is around 17,000 people per square kilometre. With such a high population density, the US is worried about the damage large bombs could inflict on the area and the people. As such, it's been reported today that the US has halted bomb shipments to Israel. It marks one of the most significant moments of discord between Israel and the US since October. However, this suspended shipment is not connected to the US military aid package for Israel, worth billions of dollars, signed off last month. The longtime president of the small West African nation Togo has signed a new constitution that scraps presidential elections, solidifying his family's grip on power and sparking fresh concerns about the state of democracy in the region. President Faure Gnassingbé has been in power since 2005, having taken office following the death of his father, who himself had been president from 1967 to 2005. The new constitution eliminates presidential elections, meaning the president will instead be appointed by parliament. In fact, the new constitution was signed just days after President Gnassingbé's ruling party won a majority in parliamentary elections that saw a crackdown on civic and press freedom, including the banning of protests and arrests of opponents. In addition to changing the presidency so it's chosen by parliament, the new constitution also increases the presidential term from 5 to 6 years and establishes a limit of just one term. Though you won't be surprised to find out that Gnassingbé's near 20 years in power don't count towards this new term limit. The wider region, West Africa, has, as a whole, been experiencing a bit of a crisis of democracy in recent years, with some 6 military coups in just 3 years, and promised transitions to democracy stalling. To end with some positive news, renewable energy accounted for more than 30% of the world's electricity supply last year, according to a new report by climate think tank Ember. It found that clean electricity has helped to slow the growth in fossil fuels by almost two-thirds in the past 10 years, and that renewables have grown from 19% of electricity in 2000 to more than 30% of global electricity last year. While it's a positive step in the right direction, an agreement struck in December by world leaders at the UN's COP28 climate change conference set a target of renewables accounting for 60% of global electricity by 2030, twice the current share. There's definitely going to be some new developments with this story, though, so keep an eye out for future developments. Anyway, the best way to stay on top of the news is with Nebula News. If you haven't heard, we've launched a project alongside our partners at Nebula called Nebula News, where every day the TLDR team curates a selection of videos that matter most in the world right now. As you surely already know, Nebula is the thoughtful streaming service that's pushing boundaries on what independent creators can do with their content, including Nebula News, where we handpick a feed of content which should help you keep up to date with everything you need to know to sound smart and be truly informed. We believe that in a confusing and overwhelming news environment, knowing what to pay attention to is important. You can't track every story, so our curation should help to surface what really matters, showing you videos from TLDR and other superb creators that help you understand the world around you quickly and easily. It's not just curated news content brought to you directly by us. Nebula also features loads of exclusive original content. That's things like Real Life Law's brand new series War Room, which every month runs you through a whole load of ongoing conflicts to keep you in the loop. You can also watch every TLDR video on Nebula ad-free, and in many instances, before they land on YouTube. Now, if you've already subscribed to Nebula, you can find the brand new Nebula news section at nebula.tv/news. And be sure to bookmark or save that link so you can use it as your TLDRified news homepage. If you're not a member already, then click the link in the description to sign up now. If you do, you'll get 40% off an annual plan by using our link. That's less than £2 a month. Plus, Nebula will know that you came from us, which really helps us out. We've got some really great feedback from existing members, so I hope you enjoy all the effort we're going to with Nebula News.